Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. 607. Walmart. Jeff and Gavin. Monday morning. Not bad. Sunny. Temps in the mid-70s. It is National Hug Your Hound Day. So
nice.
Just think about that when you get up in the morning. Don't hug your significant other. Leave the kids out. But make sure you hug the dog today. Monday, we're going to go around the room and talk about the peaks of our weekends.
Oh, so good.
Let's do that.
Oh, okay. What? Mine was, I didn't really have that great of a peak. It sounded like you guys had great peaks. My peak was just, I'm going to say yesterday was beautiful weather, sitting on my deck, just in my yard, having a cocktail.
Nice.
I don't know why that was my peak, but it was. It was relaxing.
Yep.
You know,
there
was like very little stress going on. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to make myself a hot and dirty martini, which I did. And it was delicious. Ooh. So that was the peak of my week. And just it was lame, but sitting on my deck having a cocktail.
That's not lame. We're still squeezing out the last bit of summer.
The last bit, because it's even though it's only in the 70s, if you find the right spot in your yard, it could feel like 80s.
It does feel nice.
Gavin, the peak of your weekend.
It was a pretty chill weekend at my house. No family parties, no nothing happening. So on Saturday, Kelly actually went to a baby shower?
She went to a family party.
She went to a baby shower for my sister. So it was just Lennon and I, my son, at home. So it was like the first time we really had a lot of one-on-one time for the whole day. So we were listening to like live music. We went for a walk. We had lunch. We took a nap together.
It was
a nice little bonding time with the boy.
So it was like the first time that you were left alone with him for an extended period of time?
Like, yeah, more than just like an hour or something like that. It was probably like 5 or 6 hours.
And Kelly
checked in on me a couple times.
I wanted to
make sure things were okay. And they were. And we had a great time.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Bonding time. Walmart Chef, bonding time. For you? What was your peak?
No. My peak was actually getting away from my family yesterday. And for the first time in 6 months, I was actually back on the ice. My men's league hockey started up again over last night it started up. So it was good to see all my friends I haven't really seen in 6 months other than through like Zoom meetings.
And so what do the growlers do for COVID precautions? Like what are the growlers? No hugging? Like what do you do?
No high fives, no handshakes. The rinks that the Enfield Twin Rinks, they make you get mostly dressed in a parking lot.
Okay. Ooh, what's the address?
It's 1 Prior Road in Enfield. So yeah, if you're driving through Enfield on a Sunday and you want to see some
men's hockey,
half-naked men,
yes,
just roll through the parking lot. But it was good to get back and just have a few beers with the boys, staying 6 feet apart.
Okay.
Making fun of each other, doing what guys do.
All right, I like that.
How'd you play?
Oh, amazing.
Good question,
yeah?
Gavin.
Yeah. You haven't played in like 6 months.
Yeah, I know. I got a shutout.
A shutout?
Yeah. Well, the other team wasn't very good, but anyways.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm sore this morning.
But good for you,
Walmart. He's back.
Thank you.
Yay. Those are the peaks. We've got photos. At least I do and Gavin does.
Sure, Walmart.
I don't know if he wanted to take a photo of himself dressing in the parking lot or not, but you can show the photos of the peaks of our weekends and add yours to the list as well on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:24, Monday morning, sunny temps in the mid-70s. Let's do it. Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and it's time for a morning show pop quiz. You guys don't need to study for this, you guys are good.
I don't even have a number 2 pencil.
That's okay. You don't need a pencil. You can just raise your hand.
Add a quizzes, though.
That's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'm really worried.
So this is all according to a sleep expert. It's the quiz is about sleeping and things you do before sleep.
Okay, because I literally just slept while you were talking.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
True or false, Courtney, eating cheese or Cheez-Its affects your sleep. True or false?
False.
Gavin, true or false?
I'm going to say it does affect it in some way. True.
No, you can't say that.
Well, you said, does it
just
affect
true
it?
True or false?
Well,
true.
Obviously. Is
true.
Okay, Courtney, you are correct.
Yeah, I know.
I eat
cheese and Cheez-Its before bed sometimes.
Eating cheese actually helps you get a pleasant night's sleep. And
really?
It'll give you better dreams.
Okay.
Having an argument before bed affects your sleep.
Yes. That would be true, Gavin?
Absolutely true.
Okay.
But not for the man, only for the woman.
You know what? I was going to say the same thing. It's true, but I mean, I go right to bed. Yeah. My wife and I can have a fight, and I'll be asleep 5 minutes later.
Yes, most men are sleeping while we're fighting, so.
Increased stress levels can disrupt your sleep.
Yep.
What about napping during the day? Does that affect your sleep? True or false?
I'm going to go with true, Walmart Jeff.
Okay.
I'm a definite napper, and I'm going to say false.
Gavin, you are correct. Napping does not affect the sleep. I take like a 3-hour nap in the afternoon.
It's called sleep.
Yeah,
and then at 10 o'clock on, you know, during the night, I go right to bed.
All right.
Like, I'm in and out.
But then why would you, like, I feel like if I had kids, if you have a baby, don't you want to keep them awake so they'll sleep at night?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a baby. I don't care about that.
Okay.
We'll do two
more. Yeah, give it to me. Hurry up.
Using your phone at night, does that affect your sleep?
Yes,
true or false?
Yes. All that, the screen time, bling, bling, bling in your face.
You're supposed to have an hour of screenless time before you go to bed.
Okay, Dad. So, all right.
So it's true. It's true.
You guys are both correct. Right. And Courtney, I know you're a big fan of this one. Watching TV in bed, does that affect your sleep? True or false?
I'm going to go with false, Walmart Jeff.
Okay, Gavin?
Again, with the screen time, I'm going to say true.
What do you do at your house before bed?
Read a book.
You read a book?
In a nice, dimly lit room, you read a book.
Oh, they light some incense.
It's true. I guess the screen does affect your sleep. So basically what you can take away from this is eat a buttload of cheese, take a nap, and don't look at your cell phone before bed.
There you go. Thank you, Walmart Jeff, for those tips. And if you want a, did you say buttload of cheese?
Yes, I did.
If you want a buttload of cheese, I got a $150 Big Y gift card up for grabs. You can go buy as much cheese as you want.
Yeah.
Head over to kiss957.com. Love it. All the hits, kiss957, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 641. And I am searching for this photo. Time for Hollywood. Chris Evans exposed himself on social media. What? Captain America shared a video of his family playing a game of heads up on his Instagram story. At the end, there was an image of his photo roll. Like, apparently he posted it, but the photo roll showed up as well.
Yeah.
And in the photo roll was somebody's manhood.
Oh, really?
I can only guess it was probably his own manhood. It was quickly deleted, but fans managed to grab a screenshot of Captain America's manhood with a cape on it.
Now, you got
just joking. There's no cape.
You got to think, okay, what was he doing where he was taking naked pictures of himself, and then the next thing in his camera roll was playing heads up with his family?
Yeah, I have no idea. And then he posted it, and there it is. So they didn't care about the game he was playing with his family. They're like, wait a minute. Wait, what is that picture?
Oh, that's crazy.
Kanye West missed the deadline to appear on the Wisconsin presidential ballot by 14 seconds.
Oh.
Guess what? The judges upheld the decision to keep him off the ballot. Kanye filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Elections Commission for barring him after he submitted his papers just seconds past the 5 p.m. deadline.
That hurts.
Kanye has failed to make the presidential ballot in most states, either for lack of signatures or for missing those deadlines by minutes.
Yeah, that's not good if you're trying to be the president.
I feel like but he's done it a few times. Is he doing it on purpose? Like, you know, okay, the deadline's 5 p.m., but hey, let's just go in at 5:03.
Yeah, see what happens.
Like, I don't understand it. And finally, Martha Stewart has launched a CBD line that includes gummies, soft gels, oil drops, cooking and gourmet flavors, including Meyer lemon, blood orange, and huckleberry. Martha says, I'll leave the THC to my good friend Snoop. But if you want the CBD, come see me. If you want to check out her full line, you can do it at kiss957.com/Courtney. Jason Derulo, Savage Love, all of the hits, kiss957, Courtney, and Kiss of the Morning, 650. That means it's time for good news. If you've got good news, maybe something over the weekend happened, and you want to share the good news, we'd love to hear it. 860-247-9570. Good news if you're a foodie in Connecticut.
Yeah, yesterday kicked off New Haven's Restaurant Week, which is a huge event down in New Haven. The event is lasting till September 26th. So it just kicked off yesterday, so you still got a bunch of time.
Yep.
25 restaurants down in New Haven are going to be doing this fixed menu price. So Goodfellas, Prime 16, Temple Grill, Oma are all on this list. And $19 lunch, $36 menu for dinner. So it's actually really good.
$36 for each place, or that's the price and you can eat at all those places?
That's so the fixed dinner price comes with the $36. You get an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert.
So that's not bad.
It's not bad. These are all like top quality restaurants that are just definitely. Yeah.
I'm a little lower scale than that.
Yeah, the $9.99 at Chili's.
No, this isn't McDonald's. This is actually really good restaurants here. And it's a good way to support local restaurants that have been struggling since March.
It really is. It's a good idea. If you're a foodie, then take advantage of it. If you're a winie, take advantage of this. Franzia Wine, you know the ones that make the like wine in a box?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're now selling backpacks so you can take it hiking. It's a specific backpack that fits exactly their box of wine. It also has a pour spout for easy access.
Oh, nice.
So just tell, you know, who is wearing the backpack, slow up, I got to fill up my glass.
That's cool.
Slow up. But if you want to find out how you can order one of those, it is on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Walmart Jeff, good news?
My good news is I was able to watch the New England Patriots play football yesterday, Courtney. Wow. Now, here's the backstory with it. Now,
Wait, I saw you post over the weekend, like, oh my gosh, I'm a slinger now.
Yep.
How do I get to watch the game? I told you to come over and watch it at my house. You could watch it in my garage.
I know. Gavin gave me a digital antenna to try out at my house, and I tried it out, and I didn't pick up any digital channels because I live in the middle of the woods.
Okay.
But I just want to give a big shout out to one of our listeners. Her name is Cheryl. She lives in Columbia, South Carolina.
She used to live
in Watertown. She listens on the iHeartRadio app. She actually added me to her YouTube TV family account.
She did not.
So I was able to log into YouTube TV and watch the football game thanks to Cheryl in South Carolina.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I always said growing up, there will be two things that I'll never live without. That's beer and cable. And unfortunately, due to COVID, we had to make some cutbacks in the old household.
Yes, and that included cable.
Cable was one of the things to go. So there's still good in the world and there's good people out there.
Cheryl to the rescue.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Cheryl. If you've got good news, please call us with your good news. It doesn't matter what it is. We'd love to hear it. 860-247-9570 with your good news. All the hits, Kiss 95, 7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart, Jeff and Gavin, 7:10, Monday morning, sunny temps in the mid-70s. It is time for Walmart Jeff to try and save relationships everywhere.
Yeah, and I'm the only one in the room that's qualified to hand these tips out because, let's face it, I'm in a relationship where, you know, 25 years from now, scientists are going to do a study and they're going to be like, man, that Walmart Jeff, he did a lot of research and development.
I feel like you should donate your body to science.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
so we can figure out what the heck's going on.
Yeah. So anyways, this week, there aren't really many tips this week. I just want to give one tip to the ladies out there that are listening.
All right.
If you have a man or a significant other, don't tell them they need to do something for you. Like, you need to bring up this from the basement. Or you
need...
Because that's not the way to ask a man how to do something.
Then tell me how to ask it. The vacuum is very heavy. And sometimes I say, can you please go get the vacuum out of the basement for me? I can't carry it up the stairs.
And what happens? He just sits on the couch and the vacuum doesn't come upstairs.
That's true. He's like, well, I thought you meant in a few days bring it up. No, I mean now.
Right now.
Yeah. No, see, we don't want to do things when you want us to do things.
Why?
We want to do things when it's convenient for us. But
it's never convenient for you.
But if you ask in a certain way, we'll do things right away.
Tell me. I'll pretend I'm Mr. Automotive. You ask for the... vacuum.
When you get a minute, can you take your strong muscles and bring up the tote of fall curtains from downstairs?
Yes!
It's all about how you ask, Courtney.
It's all about the ego.
Because now you're saying, oh, he's thinking to himself, oh, she thinks I'm strong. I'm going to go get that tote of curtains. And who the hell has a tote of fall curtains?
I have no idea, but I'm going to try that Walmart, Jeff.
Another way you can ask your man how to do something.
Okay.
Hey, sexy, when you get a chance, can you move the potted plants to the front of the house for me?
I love it.
Okay.
Now you're kind of saying, I'm good looking. I'm going to move those potted plants.
Yes. I wanted Mr. Automotive to help me in the yard. I said, could you dig a couple of holes so I could plant some things and I'll make you a BLT? That's what I said. I'll make you a BLT.
Yeah, sometimes food works.
Yeah, the stomach is always good.
Yeah. And here's another way you can ask your man to do something.
Okay.
When you get to it, do you mind painting the bedroom? There might be some sex in it for you.
Hello.
Bribing them with sex or any sexual favors usually tends to get the man going and get on the project.
I'm
going to
be honest. This is a good refresher for me, Walmart Jeff. Thank you. I needed that refresher.
Yeah, it's just about how you ask.
Men
Courtney.
Have to be stroked. You can't just ask them. You have to stroke their ego.
Yes,
all right. Hey, up for grabs. Don't forget $150 Big Y gift card. We're going to get your groceries for you. Sign up to win it at kiss957.com.
We'll be right back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.